Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, apart from everything else that's going on, it's a big weekend of sport, and I'm joined now by RTE Sports' Jackie Hurley. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Great. Can we start with yesterday? There was the rugby and then, of course, Armagh.
Oh, I tell you, I feel sorry for the people who don't love sport, Brendan, because it has just been a circus of entertainment this weekend, hasn't it? I think the Irish rugby team, given what happened last weekend, they probably needed a performance like that, but I don't think anybody saw it being that dramatic, that Kieran Frawley kicks not one but two drop goals. The way it finished in the end, the South Africans are whinging about Ireland potentially blocking someone, and just the scenes at the end, it was incredible. It was really like, I know people sometimes give out about rugby being friendlies, that they call them, but like, that was a test match in every way. It was just spectacular. And then everybody who was just rolling over from that one, from on their couches for the afternoon watching that, and then going into Croke Park and having to go through extra time. I think everyone in Armagh is just glad that they didn't have to go through another penalty shootout, because they've had enough of them and they can just be glad that they're in an All-Ireland final. But my God, what a day of sport. It was incredible, wasn't it?
And then we have another one today. So let's go in chronological order here. So tennis, first of all.
Yeah, we've got the Wimbledon final, Alcaraz against Djokovic, a repeat of last year's final. Like, I think for a lot of people who've watched Djokovic over the last number of years, whether you like him or loathe him, what he's done on the tennis court has been incredible. To have 24 Grand Slam titles, 37 years of age, and still to be doing it at this level is one thing. Alcaraz is definitely the coming guy. He's only 21 and he's already won three Grand Slam titles, including this one last year. They had an epic five-set thriller in this same stage last year at the final, and I think it's going to be something like that. This is very much the new generation against the old generation. There's a lot of love behind Alcaraz, and if he wins today for Spain, I think that's good omens for Spain tonight as well. There'll be a lot of people who are having a big rollover day, you know.
Okay, that'll be followed then by Galway v Donegal in the football semi-finals.
Yep, I'm off to Croker in a little while to go and watch that, and I hope we get the colour and the spectacle that we got yesterday, because I think particularly with Armagh, when they hadn't been in an All-Ireland final since 2005, the hunger that that drives to the rest of the counties, and just the atmosphere that is going to add to today's game because of that, because you've got a similar situation with Donegal. It's been 10 years since they were in an All-Ireland final. Galway probably feel they left one behind in 2022. And I think for both of these counties, even just to get to an All-Ireland final is such a massive achievement. They've put so much into it. And I think we're going to get a cracker today. I really do, Brendan. I know a lot of people have said football has been quite defensive in comparison to, like, you and I are from Cork, and watching them doing what they've done over the last year for the Hurling Championship has been fantastic. But I think the football championship has really caught fire this weekend, and I think we're going to get another thriller today. At least I hope so, because otherwise if I'm sitting on the Sunday game tonight and it's a bore fest, I'll be disgusted. But I don't think that that's what's going to happen.
Okay, and then the Euro finals tonight, England and Spain.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people in this country who have been watching this tournament from behind their couch for quite a while, but this England team are coming, and at some point they are going to get across the line. I don't know if it's going to be tonight, because I think Spain have been wonderful to watch in this tournament. And like, even just looking at Lamine Yamal, he only turned 17 yesterday. And when I was 17, and I don't know about you, I wasn't doing a whole lot for myself, but this lad is lighting up a tournament on the world stage. And if he can do it again tonight, I think it's going to change his life. And Spain have been great. I mean, I think there'd be nobody would deny them a tournament if they could do it. I think for England, they've just been so frustrating to watch, and everybody is just wondering, when are they going to get it together with a squad full of stars? Why can they not just play the beautiful game? But at some point it's going to happen. I just don't know if it's tonight. I still think Spain, but who knows? Hopefully that's a cracker as well, because it is a day of absolute beauty in the sporting world. So hopefully lots of people get a chance to watch it, because today is just going to be brilliant. It really is.
And of course it doesn't stop there. We'll see Cork winning All-Ireland next weekend then.
That's it, Brendan. The beautiful game. I'm telling you, whatever about England bringing it home, the Lee McCarthy is coming back to Cork, and you and I will be on the streets of the Lee enjoying every moment.
Do we have a requirement for balance in this conversation? We're okay? No. Okay.
No.
All right. Done.
No. You can be a fan for a moment, I think.
Jackie Hurley, thank you very much for that.